Greetings once again, Lenten Pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and we have come to Maundy Thursday of our wilderness pilgrimage. It's the 38th day of our 40-day journey together, which takes us to the cross and past the cross and to the empty tomb and then into new life. Today, we're going to be using Brian Zahn's devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus. The scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 7 through 30. That's Luke 22, 7 through 30. You may want to pause the program and read that before we go on. And so we begin. Today is Maundy Thursday. Maundy coming from an ancient word meaning mandate. It's the day when Jesus at the Last Supper gave his disciples a new and supreme mandate to love one another. To love one another. At the Last Supper, Jesus reappropriated the ancient Passover meal, commemorating Israel's liberation from bondage in Egypt, giving us the sacramental meal of communion, by which we commemorate the Lord's death and partake of his body and blood. Of course, the disciples didn't know this was the Last Supper before Jesus' suffering and death. They were still anticipating the arrival of the kingdom of God in the way of conventional conquest. Yet, Jesus was explicit about this being the last meal of an old age, telling his disciples that he would not eat or drink again until the kingdom of God had come. And thus, we see the significance of Jesus eating and drinking with his disciples following his resurrection. Sadly, the poignancy of this final meal was marred by a dispute among the disciples over who would be regarded as the greatest in the coming kingdom. Once again, and for the last time before his death, Jesus stresses to his obtuse disciples that what is counted as greatness in the empires of the world is not what is counted as greatness in the kingdom of God. Caesar and all his successors measure greatness by power. Power to kill. Power to obtain. Power to control. But in the kingdom of Christ, greatness is measured by love, by humility, and by service. Jesus modeled this kingdom version of greatness when he washed his disciples' feet during the Last Supper. Despite the disciples' inability to fully grasp what he was saying and doing, Jesus spoke warmly about how they had stayed with him through his trials. And as a result, they are to eat and drink at his table in his kingdom. Notice that in Jesus' kingdom, the central place of sacrament has shifted from temple to table. Finally, Jesus says they will sit on 12 thrones and judge the reconfigured Israel that is the church. I often think of this passage of scripture when I'm in a church that has statues or icons of the 12 apostles ringing the interior dome, looking down upon the congregation. In the primacy we give to apostolic writings and practices, the apostles do indeed judge the church. On this Maundy Thursday, I hope you will be able to receive the sacrament of communion, the means by which we participate in the body and blood of Jesus, to understand the full implications of the sacrament of communion. We need to remember that the body of Christ is three things: the corporal body of Jesus that was crucified and raised, the ecclesial body of Christ, that is the church, and the Eucharistic body of Christ, that is communion. Through the sacrament of communion, all three aspects of the body of Christ are mysteriously connected. In the Eucharist, we partake of the body and blood of Jesus, that we, the church, might be the flesh and blood presence of Jesus Christ in the world. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we partake of your body and blood on this holy day, may we be your flesh and blood presence in the world, and may our presence be characterized by love, by humility, and by service. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotional today. I wanted to let you know that this evening, afternoon or evening at some point, we'll be sending on to you a special Maundy Thursday service. It will be brief, but it will be meaningful. And if you want to have some elements prepared for your communion tonight, whether it be a cup, a glass of wine, a fruit juice, a soda, any kind of beverage that you prefer, along with a cracker, piece of bread, a snack, none of those details really matter. Because when we come to the table of the Lord, those elements become the Lord, his body and his blood. And as we partake them, he begins and continues to live in us again. God bless you. I hope you have a blessed Maundy Thursday, remembering the mandate of Jesus to love one another. And I hope you'll be looking for our special Maundy Thursday service later tonight.